Put the Word of God in your heart, in your mouth, in your eyes, in your ears, and keep putting it in there, keep putting it in there, keep putting it in there, and keep putting it in there until it begins to come out your mouth.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland teaches you to develop the love of God in your inner man. Renew your mind to think, speak, and act in faith. There's nothing that can defeat you because love never fails.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Father, we praise you today and we worship you and we give you honor and thanksgiving for this broadcast today. We open our hearts, we open our minds for revelation from heaven, and we give you all the honor and the praise for everything that's said and everything that's done on this broadcast today. There will be many, many, many people all over everywhere the sound of my voice is being heard today that will be healed miraculously. And there will be many that will have situations in their lives suddenly straightened out today. I heard you say that. And so we want to give you praise for it right now, sir, and give you much worship and honor and the glory to the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Just as I started praying, I heard the Lord say that. So praise God, receive your healing. How do you do that? Well, we've been talking about it now all last week and then this week also, Jesus said, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, that's when you start believing. How do you start believing? You believe it in your heart and you say it with your mouth, I believe, I receive. I believe, I receive. I believe, I receive healing. Or better way is, I believe, I receive my healing. And go through the Bible. All the healing scriptures belong to you. Every one of them belong to you. And you go there and look it up. For instance, under the curse of the law, Deuteronomy 28:22, fever, inflammation, consumption or tuberculosis. All three are named in that verse as being under the curse of the law. Galatians 3:13 says, I've been redeemed from the curse of inflammation, the curse of tuberculosis, and the curse of fever. I've been redeemed from it in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I want to thank you. I want to thank you that I believe your word. I want to thank you that that belongs to me because Jesus is mine and I belong to Him. And so I believe I receive my healing from inflammation. Any inflammation in my body, any kind of disease that's fired up inflammation in my body, I believe I receive healing for inflammation. I believe I receive healing for fever. I believe I receive healing for consumption or tuberculosis or any other kind of lung disease. I believe I receive it and I thank you for it. I believe I receive it. I thank you for it. Now let's take that situation there with inflammation. I believe I receive my healing from inflammation in the name of Jesus. I thank you for it, and I forgive if I have aught against any. And I thank you by faith, I say it, the inflammation is gone, and I praise you. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I still feel it. Well, see, what we're doing will change. And it'll change it. And as it changes, the feelings change. Because the spiritual power of faith in your spirit is being ministered from your spirit into your body and is removing inflammation. I believe, I receive it. Now, you, as you begin this, remember, you have the measure of faith. I just don't have any faith. Yes, you do. You read Romans 12, 3 again. And you go back and read Ephesians 2:8. And you go back and read Romans 10, 17. Praise God, you have it. You either that or you're not saved. Oh, Brother Copeland, I know I'm born again. I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. Well, you've got faith. You couldn't have got there without it. It is the gift of God. Praise God, not of yourself. So, you begin, if that's where you are right now, then that's where you need to start. I believe faith is working in me now. I believe I receive my faith growing. See, you're using faith to grow faith. I receive it. I'm strong in faith. Glory to God. I believe I receive strength in my faith. I believe it. I receive it. I am strong, therefore, in faith. See, that's your faith speaking. You have that measure of faith. Now, 2 Thessalonians 1:3, the Apostle Paul said to the church there at Thessalonica, he said, your faith grows exceedingly. So now, how does faith grow? It grows by feeding it on the Word of God. Matthew 4:4, Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So, the Word of God is to your spirit man, your inner man, what physical food is to this natural man. Now, I want to say this. You know, you can just feed this natural man on junk all the time, and you can't keep the thing well. I mean, it just starts showing up, bad food and the wrong stuff. You can get a hold of stuff that'd kill you, man. Well, the same thing's true with your spirit man. The Word of God is life unto them that find Him. The Word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God, not religion. The Word of God. The Word of faith. The Word of love. The Word of joy. Glory to God. Amen. So, start feeding on it every day. Day in, day out, every day. Every day feeding your faith. Every day feeding on healing. Feeding on the prosperity promises of financial situations you're facing. Faith works the same. You believe it in your heart, you say it with your mouth. I want to thank you, praise God. I believe I receive my financial miracle today. Well, how much, you know, how much you believing for? Well, you know, all I can get. Well, that ain't no good. You need to take the time and get before the Lord. Find out what His desire is in your life, where you need to be going financially. You need to be increasing financially. Don't just sit around and just take what you can get. No. Now, you're feeding your faith on the Word. Go back and get these broadcasts. Feed on them. Watch them over and over and over and over again. And then give it a rest for a couple of days and then go back and do it again. Go back and do it again. Look up all these scriptures, praise God, and begin to confess, I'm a new creature. I have the measure of faith that God has given me. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm a new creature and I'm strong in the Lord. See, you're feeding your faith. You keep feeding your faith. You keep saying it with your mouth because you believe it in your heart. Don't get sidetracked by your feelings and start saying something else. Just before I was getting dressed this morning and Gloria walked in and said, you teaching on faith again today? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, don't say anything that you don't want to come to pass. I said, yeah, that's good. She said, that's just coming across my spirit and across my mind. Don't say anything that you don't want to come to pass because you have what you say. That's the way the system is built. That's the way it works. So, well, it just doesn't work for me. Oh, so that's what you want to come to pass? Mm-hmm. Well, if you say so. No, Brother Copeland. No, that's not what it was. Well, don't say that. Put the Word of God in your heart, in your mouth, in your eyes, in your ears, and keep putting it in there, keep putting it in there, keep putting it in there, and keep putting it in there until it begins to come out your mouth with you having to think about it. I'm going to say that again. Keep feeding on the Word. Keep putting it in there. Keep putting it in your eyes, putting it in your ears. Go to Proverbs 4, 20, 21, 22, and it'll tell you exactly the process for receiving. Incline thine ear and attend to my Word. Put the Word of God first place. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. What it says is right and not what you thought or felt. Don't let them depart from your eyes. You keep feeding it, putting your eyes on. Begin to see yourself healed. Begin to see yourself with it. Begin to see yourself prospering. Begin to see yourself strong in faith. Amen. That's the way you do it. This lemonade that I've got here, this is good for me. I believe in that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's good right there. That's good for you. That's good. I believe in that. Now, see, that could be something that the doctor told you, and you said it right there by your bedside. I got it. It ain't going to do any good. You got to get it in you. Well, that's the same thing with the Word of God, and it says, protect your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the forces of the issues of life. There are health to all that find them, and medicine to all their flesh. God's words are health. God's words are literally medicine to your flesh. But like the prescription, you have to get it in the system for it to do any good. So that's the way you feed it. You feed on it all the time. You don't take two or three days off and just feed on a bunch of junk, just pure bunk. It'll do the same thing that bad food does to your physical body. Amen. So, now then, let's go back over to 1 John. Well, we're not done with that. Thank you, Father. Stay in a place of receiving. Stay on the God side of everything. God's on your side. He's not doing any. Now, the devil will come along and tell you he doesn't care anything about you, but he's a liar from the start. Amen. So stay on the God side of everything. Don't start talking crosswise about your faith. Well, my faith is so weak. Well, No. Don't be doing that. You don't be saying things that you don't desire to come to pass. Say those things that you desire to take place and continue to say them. Feed on the Word and continue to say it. Feed on the Word and continue to say it. Praise God. Just continue to say it. Amen. Continue to say it. Continue to say it. Feed on healing scriptures. It'll keep you well. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Now, 1 John chapter 4. And let's begin reading again with the 16th verse. We have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect. Now, that word perfect, it talking about developing, talking about maturing, talking about being in constant state of growth and exercising it. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. Well, of course not. God is love. Isn't that what that said? God is love. But perfected love, developing, growing, practicing love, casts out fear. As you begin to speak love words, as you begin to renew your mind on the love of God, as you begin to grow in the Spirit, that as these things, your spirit begins to fill up with these things, then the fear that was in there, that's carnal stuff. It operates in the same envelope, the same spiritual envelope as faith, it is a spiritual force, but it is 100% weak. I'll tell you what, it is so easy to get rid of fear when you fill up on the Word of God, you fill up on the love of God, you begin to confess it, I refuse to fear, glory to God, I rebuke you, spirit of fear, I am not connected with you, and I love my neighbor as myself, I love my God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength, I love the brethren even as He loves the brethren, and glory to God, I walk in His stature, and I do those things that are pleasing in His sight, and He fulfills the length of my days and takes sickness from the midst of me. I mean, you just, and fear just collapses in the middle of all that. Amen. Now, there is no fear in love. Perfected love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that fears is not made perfect. He's not been developing the love of God. Because if you're majoring on love, then when fear presents itself, love just rises up and just hammers it. Amen. I know what I'm talking about. All of these things are done by faith. But faith worketh by love. So you're using your faith to develop your love, and you're using the love that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost in developing your faith. So one is working in developing the other. But you gotta watch this thing. It's all what you believe in your heart and say with your mouth is what's coming to pass. Amen. I mean, that's the way the system works. Now, last week we went through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. We went through 17 scriptures on the power of words. In the 12th chapter of the book of Matthew, Jesus said, praise God. You are justified. You'll stand judgment for every idle word. You are justified by your words, and you are condemned by your words. Look at that. All judgment happens right here. Amen. And, well, we don't take time to go through all that again, but like Job 3:10 said, let the weak say, I'm weak, I'm so tired, I don't know what I'm going to do. No, no, no. It said, let the weak say, I'm strong. This is a word created. Now listen to me. We're going to get something right here. You've heard me say this part before. This is a word created, word dominated, word controlled environment in which we live. Now you can't change that. You can't change the fact that we live in a word created, a word controlled, a word dominated environment. You can't change that, but you can choose the words under which you are ruled. You can't change the fact that it's words, but you have the authority to change the words that dominate and rule your life. Amen. Now, let me add this to it. In the beginning, God said, light be, light was. That's the way He brought everything into existence. Back up. In the beginning, love said. So let me put it like this. We live in a love word created, a love word controlled, a love word dominated environment. He upholds all things by the word of His power. Yeah, but wait a minute. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Wait a minute. Back up. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with love, and the Word was love. Glory to God. The Word of love brought it all into existence. It is the Word of love that's upholding it all today. So if you'll get the Word of God and the love of God developed inside your inner man and renew your mind to think like that and to talk like that and act like that, I want you to know there's nothing on this earth that can defeat you because love never fails. It may look like it's all gonna fail and go down the tube, but glory to God, if I go down the drain, I want you to know something that's going down under me. This Word of God and the love of God, who is love, who is God, is gonna have to go down that same drain because I'm standing on Him. I'm standing with Him. I'm standing with, hallelujah. Whoo, glory to God. Well, I'll be back in just a moment.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/notes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's Word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Limitless. Boundless, endless, inexhaustible. God is love. Like a flood moving great boulders or a river carving a great canyon, so does God's love toward us remove apathy, fear, failure, and doubt. In their 365-day devotional, Limitless Love, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland invite you to become equipped with the Word of God. God's love is in every verse of the Bible and will teach you how to handle every situation. Ground yourself in the love that knows no bounds and fuel your faith every day. God so desires to get His blessing into your life. The more you discover the breadth and length and depth and the height of His love, the greater your capacity to receive all He has for you. The obstacles that block your purposes are removed. The gifts stocked up inside you are released, and you will see His great plans for your life fulfilled. His love always makes a way.
Unlock the unlimited power of God in your life. Request your free Limitless Love devotional by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and supercharge your faith with God's love every day. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 for the Limitless Love devotional free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Now, if you've never accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, don't wait one more second. Not one more nanny second. Just right now, just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Take my life and do something with it. I repent of sin. I renounce the devil and everything he stands for. I receive you, Jesus. I believe with all my heart that you raised Jesus from the dead, Father. Thank you. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me now with your precious Holy Spirit to overflowing. And I receive my heavenly prayer language. I'll speak with other tongues because you love me. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to tell you something. You could have committed the most heinous crime that has ever been committed in the history of human beings. But I want you to know something. The blood of Jesus already took care of that for you. All you needed to do was accept it. Amen. It's not based on your performance. It's based on His performance. And the Bible says, you like me. I found the scripture that said Christ died for the ungodly. And I said, oh, Lord, I qualified, didn't I? Amen. Then I found the scripture that goes along with it, says His mercy endures forever. Hallelujah. It still thrills me. This just thrills me to my core every time I think about it. Glory to God. Say it out loud. I'm a new creature. I am a new creature in Christ Jesus right now. Glory to God. Amen. And I have the measure of faith. And I have the love of God on the inside of me. He's in here. I have Him. And He did it because He loved me. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, here's what I want you to do. This little book, He Did It All For You, I want to send it to you free and postpaid, and I'll include these two little brochures on the inside of it here, just little quick references and how to read your New Testament and how to study the Bible. And then what happened to you today is in this little book. And you don't have to struggle with reading and studying your Bible. So go to kcm.org and say, hey, I accepted Jesus today and I need that new book on He Did It All For You. Amen. And we'll get it right out to you postpaid. I'm so glad. Besides that, we want to know you. Amen. You're part of the family now and we're rejoicing with you. God bless you. Oh, I wish I could just reach out there and hug your neck. Maybe someday we'll get to do that. Praise God. Until tomorrow, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that Jesus is Lord.
If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior today, begin your new life in Christ Jesus and live in the goodness God has for you. Request your free salvation package from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at kcm.org/salvation. Keep your faith strong with the Word of God and step into a year of abundant harvest.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event. April 4th through 6th, Kenneth Copeland welcomes you to the 2019 Branson Victory Campaign in Branson, Missouri, USA. May 25th through June 4th, join Pastors George and Terry Pearson for Kenneth Copeland Ministries' first ever Israel tour. June 6th through 8th, join Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle at the Sacramento Victory Campaign at the Calvary Christian Center in Sacramento, California, USA. For more information, go to kcm.org/events.